Spring Black Friday savings are happening now at the Home Depot. And also, at your front door. Get spring savings delivered to you with free delivery on over 2 million items. Everything you need for spring cleaning, patio decorating, and front yard gardening sent right to you. And if you need it fast, get same-day delivery on thousands of products like fertilizer and seeds to keep your yard looking beautiful. Spring your way with Spring Black Friday savings only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Order select in-stock items by 4 p.m. subject to availability.
If you have kids or pets, you know stains and odors in your carpet and upholstery are inevitable. But the experts at ChemDry can help. ChemDry removes odors and stubborn stains by sending millions of carbonating bubbles deep within your carpet. ChemDry lifts dirt, urine, and stains to the surface to then be extracted away, giving you a cleaner and healthier home. Call 1-800-CHEMDRY or visit ChemDry.com to connect with your local ChemDry and learn about special offers in your area. That's 1-800-CHEMDRY or visit ChemDry.com today.
The Elements of Style by Strunk and White is one of the most popular usage guides of modern times. And one of the book's pieces of advice, omit needless words, may be the most memorable and repeated maxim. It's an example of its own command. It has no needless words. And it appeals to any teacher whose students pad their ideas with fluff to reach a required word count. Despite its simplicity, though, the maxim leaves us with one open question. What makes a word needless? Grammar Girl here. I'm Mignon Fogarty, your friendly guide to the English language. Stick around, because after we talk about the times when it's actually okay to be redundant, I'll talk about the oddball word larruping. When you're trying to figure out if a word is needless, one simple test is to ask whether the word adds meaning. And the answer can vary from sentence to sentence. Consider personally. At first, it seems to be redundant. Don't the following sentences mean the same thing? Personally, I want lasagna for dinner. And I want lasagna for dinner. Although it's true that both sentences mean the person wants lasagna, adding personally to the beginning acknowledges that other people are involved. With personally, it sounds like less of a demand, or it can even convey a sense of resentment or superiority. Personally, I want lasagna for dinner, but you know we always end up having what George wants. Personally, I never call Mom before noon, but Edith seems to think it's fine. Would those sentences mean the same things without personally? Yes, but the writers would also sound less put upon and self-righteous without the word personally. Personally can also emphasize disagreement with an authority, and I have to do this, but I don't want to feeling. Personally, I believe the company should reimburse you for those cocktails you sent to Lady Gaga's table in Vegas at 3 a.m. It was clearly a business development opportunity, but Mr. Montaro disagrees. Reflexive pronouns, such as myself, himself, and herself, can also add emphasis in ways that seem redundant at first glance. Certainly the actions are the same in these sentences, but the emphasis is different. I baked the cake. And I baked the cake myself. The first sentence, I baked the cake, is a simple statement, maybe the answer to a question, maybe someone asked who baked the cake. The myself in the second sentence, I baked the cake myself, adds a different feeling. For example, it could convey a sense of accomplishment from a 10-year-old who had baked his first cake, or a sense of abandonment from someone who expected to bake the cake with a friend. A while ago, I was talking with some reporters from a local radio station, and they said they'd been debating whether it would be redundant to say that the unemployment rate remains unchanged at 4%. Remains and unchanged convey the same idea. You could say the unemployment rate remains at 4%, or the unemployment rate is unchanged at 4%. And they both mean the same thing. But the reporters had decided it was okay to use both words because together, remains and unchanged added emphasis, which is especially important in an audio program where people may miss a word or two. And I agree. It may be technically redundant, but it doesn't bother me at all. Social graces also play an often overlooked role in word choice and can be a justifiable reason to include unnecessary words. "You didn't get the job" is sufficient to convey your meaning, but adding a quote-unquote needless lead-in helps soften the blow. "I'm just writing to let you know that you didn't get the job." Yes, it includes unnecessary words, but it sounds nicer. In some cases, words are technically redundant, but serve a clarifying purpose. For example, chai means tea in Hindi, therefore chai tea technically means tea tea. In America, however, the word tea calls to mind simple black tea. In our culture, chai is a special kind of tea, and the word chai on the menu adds specificity. When chai was first introduced in America, customers probably wouldn't have known that it was tea if they just saw the word chai on the menu. So writing chai tea was a wise business choice. Today, now that most people are familiar with chai, you can make more of an argument that the word tea is redundant or unnecessary. Similarly, cider is technically juice pressed from apples, meaning that apple cider is redundant. But given that we now can buy blueberry cider, peach cider, and so on, apple cider makes it more clear what's in the bottle. Finally, dialects and regionalisms can also employ redundancy or wordiness, and fiction writers who want their characters to sound authentic embrace these quirks. For example, a character from Newfoundland may say, "Me, I think we should have lasagna." And a grocer during the Depression may have insisted on being paid with cash money. Nonfiction writers should usually avoid those kinds of phrases, but they can make perfect sense for characters in fiction. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? Maybe you're bursting with energy, or maybe you're drained because you have a hard time saying no, or you're lonely. It can be easy to ignore your social battery, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. Maybe you want to go, maybe you don't want to go. What's the right amount of socializing for you? And can you recognize what you need and make it happen? Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that will keep you fulfilled but won't drain your battery. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It is entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/grammargirl today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/grammargirl. Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. I've been trying to figure out how to just find more time in my day. And you know what? Factor's ready-to-eat meals come to my door and are on the table in 2 minutes. No more grocery shopping, prepping, cooking, or cleanup. Creamy Parmesan chicken, turkey chili and zucchini with ancho lime crema. These chef-crafted, dietitian-approved meals are delicious and take no time at all. Just heat them up and savor the good stuff. You can customize your weekly meals with as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle. Factor is your solution for fast, premium meals without the need for cooking. And they're celebrating Earth Day all month long. Look out for the Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for their lowest carbon footprint meals. Head to factormeals.com/grammar50 and use the code grammar50 to get 50% off your first month plus 20% off your next month. That's the code grammar50 at factormeals.com/grammar50. 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box where your subscription is active. Remember the frustration of trying to memorize vocabulary and grammar rules, only to find you couldn't actually use the language in real life? Well, there's a better way to learn. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program with millions of users learning 25 different languages, and you can get it on your desktop or as an app on your phone or tablet. Rosetta Stone immerses you in many ways with its intuitive process. It's really different. You pick up the language naturally, first with words, then with phrases, and then with sentences. Plus, with Rosetta Stone's true accent feature, you'll get feedback on how well you're pronouncing words. It's like having a personal trainer for your accent. Don't put off learning that language. There is no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, Grammar Girl listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Is it rosettastone.com/grammar? That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/grammar today. A few weeks ago, I played a Familect story from Melanie in Arizona, and I got so caught up in answering the question about her mom asking her if a boy at school gave her any house that I neglected to comment on the other story about the word larrapin that her friend used to describe a good meal. Here's a refresher.
I used to work with a person who had a Familect for something that tasted so delicious it was beyond words. The word was larrapin. Like that cheesecake was larrapin. I never knew how to spell it, but I always imagined it being L-A-R-I-P-I-N. So even though my family never adopted the word, I still find myself thinking of it when something is over-the-top delicious.
Melanie had said she thought it was a made-up word, and I just assumed she was right. But after the voicemail went live on the podcast, a listener named Walter left a comment saying he'd heard the word over the years, and others followed suit. And as I looked into it more, I learned that it's regional. The Oxford English Dictionary has both larrup and larruping, spelled L-A-R-R-U-P and L-A-R-R-U-P-I-N-G. It's labeled as dialect and colloquial, and was first recorded in the 1820s when it meant to beat, flog, or thrash, as in, your father will give you a fine larrupin if he comes home and there's that cow lost. It's similar to whopping or thumping. Etymologist Anatoly Liberman, who writes for the Oxford University Press blog, says that larrup is widely known in Britain. Interestingly, it then somehow made its way to the U.S., at least part of the U.S., where it started to be used the way Melanie's friend uses it, to describe delicious food. The earliest example in the Dictionary of American Regional English, better known as DARE, is from 1905, recorded in Northwest Arkansas. Good, I've got something larrapin for you. DARE has examples from other regions, such as California and Colorado, but says it's especially concentrated in Texas, Oklahoma, and the West Midland region. Here's another example from 1942, in which Texas writer George Sessions Perry is explaining the meaning. Quote, a tasty dish is a larrapin, which could have come from the use of the same word, meaning a beating, thus developing a connotation of superiority, unquote. It also kept its beating, thumping, or whopping meaning, too, though. One nickname for Lou Gehrig, a famous baseball player from the 1920s and 30s, was Larrapin Lou because of how hard he hit the ball. Nobody seems to know for sure where larrup originally came from. The OED doesn't have an origin, and on his OUP blog, Liberman could only determine that it's related to other LR complex words, such as slurp, lurk, and lurch. It's a bit of an under-the-radar odd duck, too, in that some dictionaries only have the beating meaning, and others only have the exceedingly good food meaning. But I can tell you that your friend didn't make it up, and when you see something over-the-top delicious and think of the word larruping, you aren't alone. Thanks again for the question, Melanie, and thanks to Walter for making sure this one didn't fall through the cracks. Finally, I have a new Familect, and I'm pretty sure this one is original to this family.
Hi, my name is Alex. I've got an example of Familect. My wife and I will sometimes eat like chicken and fries from the freezer, and at some point one of us misheard the other one, and when we said, one of us said, do you want to have chicken and fries for dinner? They heard it as, do you want to have chicken surprise for dinner? And ever since then, chicken surprise has been shorthand for our quick chicken tenders and fries dinners. My wife and I have tried to make fish surprise as well, but I put my foot down about that one.
Thank you, Alex. Chicken surprise sounds much more fun than chicken and fries. But I have to say, I'm with your wife on fish surprise, too. Why not call everything with fries a surprise? It sounds more fun. If you want to share the story of your Familect, your family dialect, a word your family and only your family uses, call the voicemail line at 83-321-4GIRL. It's in the show notes, and be sure to tell me the story behind your Familect, because that's always the best part. Grammar Girl is a Quick and Dirty Tips podcast. Thanks to audio engineer Nathan Sams, digital operations specialist Holly Hutchings, director of podcasts Brandon Getches, marketing assistant Cameron Lacey, marketing associate Davina Tomlin, and ad operations specialist Morgan Christensen, who's been a bridesmaid 16 times, which would be a bummer because of all the dresses, but is also amazing because it means you must have so many wonderful friends and family who love you. And I'm Mignon Fogarty, better known as Grammar Girl. That's all. Thanks for listening.
Doers, mowing season is here. With Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, you can get gas-like power with the Ryobi 40-volt push mower for just $329. With a runtime of nearly an hour, it's the perfect mower to tackle your half-acre lawn without a trip to the gas station. Just push and mow. Your grass won't wait, so buy it online and pick it up in-store to get out there sooner. Get gas-like power this spring with the Ryobi 40-volt push mower, just $329, during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
If you have kids or pets, you know stains and odors in your carpet and upholstery are inevitable. But the experts at ChemDry can help. ChemDry removes odors and stubborn stains by sending millions of carbonating bubbles deep within your carpet. ChemDry lifts dirt, urine, and stains to the surface to then be extracted away, giving you a cleaner and healthier home. Call 1-800-CHEMDRY or visit ChemDry.com to connect with your local ChemDry and learn about special offers in your area. That's 1-800-CHEMDRY or visit ChemDry.com today.